I was offered from the government of Korea a study to learn Korean and Chinese, and that was what I did. But that time President Park was shot down and all the universities were closed, so I had to find a new thing to do. So I started my own business. I started to sell Swiss goods in Korea. First it was jam. I increased the number of products for the hotels. Then I started to import machineries, then sporting goods. I opened several restaurants. Finally, it came up to 12 companies, small companies. And I did that for 12 years before I left Korea in 1990.
Why did you leave? It sounds as though you had a pretty successful life there.
I was material-wise and financial-wise was very, very successful. Also, I married at that time, but I got sick. I worked too much. I became a workaholic, so we decided to go back to Switzerland to sell everything and to start to become farmers. I always liked to be outside in the countryside and to work in the countryside. As a student, I was always helping the farmers. So from that point of view, it was an ideal thing for me. Also, I had money. But I put myself under stress again. I wanted to be a very special farmer and develop very special and good things. So I put myself under stress again. And because of another project which I started, I lost all my money. So I had to start to make money again.
What exactly did you start to do?
At the beginning, I started to sell wooden toys on the street markets. And at the same time, also, I displayed some heelless shoes, which I got from a Korean. And I started also to sell this heelless shoe, which actually helped my body. I had serious back and knee injuries when I was living in Korea. And this shoe helped me. But when I tried to sell the shoe, I found that it's not very comfortable to wear. It helps, but it was very, very difficult to sell. So I suggested to the Korean to change its construction, but he didn't want. So I constructed by myself and I applied it to the patent office. I developed a concept which feels very soft. When you walk in this shoe, it feels like you walk on very soft, natural ground. Gives you a very good walking feeling. And this concept I was then starting among friends, the word to mouth among the friends. And more and more word to mouth was helping me to become a small success.
You designed this shoe. Since you're in Switzerland, why didn't you produce here too?
It was quite a big investment at the beginning to design. That was the easiest thing, but then to try and to build molds and molds, that was quite expensive. So I found my Korean former partners or my friends who supported me financial-wise. They believed in me because they knew I was successful in Korea. That was the reason why we started to develop and produce in Korea. When I saw that I can make money with this concept, that was about after 1 year, I was convinced that this will be my future. Then I built the company named Swiss Masai. That was in the year 1998, 6 years ago.
You didn't go to the banks?
I didn't want to go to the banks because banks always ask you about business plan and about the future, and I didn't want to answer that because I did always my best. I was very hard working day and night, but I could not give any guarantee that this business will be good.